It's your favorite country boy, James, here with Dean Samir's support. Thanks for all the love and support you guys been giving us. Please keep coming back. Please, if you haven't liked and subscribed, please do that. Do that. We got an important topic today, and this one is about talking about a topic of stepdad. I was raised by a stepdad growing up, and I had my real dad too as well. But a lot of times stepdads don't get the amount of respect and the love they should get. And a lot of times we kind of get into these relationships and we don't see the wider picture of what they have to go through. So I just want to kind of touch on a couple of topics, got a couple of videos to react to. I haven't seen all the videos, but I know they probably going to touch on some important topics that I think that's very vital to this topic. So start with the first one. Well, I can give a little background. So with my stepdad, he passed a couple years ago, but he basically helped shape me to be the man I am today with a lot of the different things that I do. He got us into like the real estate thing. He got us working on houses, doing like the manly work, working on cars. Like I was doing my own oil change when I was in high school. You know, I mean, I was fixing on cars when I was in high school. I was working on houses when I was in high school. So he played a big role in my development as a man. And I always thank him for it. You know, so I'm glad my mom made a great decision. You know, the first marriage didn't work, but she made a great decision the second time. That they think it was married 26 years, over 26 years. It would have been 28 now if he was still alive. So stepdad's a very important role, especially when it comes to, especially as a, for a man like myself, because I know if we would have been just there with my mom, I know I would have been a doggone fool right now. Y'all probably wouldn't even see me on this YouTube stuff. I probably would have been in jail. I probably would have been somewhere messed up. So I just want to give his proper respects, proper due, and just to thank all the stepdads that's actually doing something, or stepmoms that's actually doing something for the child, because it's important. So,
this out, right? Say we get married. You want me to love your children like they're my own, right? Right? You'd want me to care for your children like they're my own. And I'm pretty sure you would. Like, that's a fair ask. You'd probably want me to provide for your children like they're my own. And you probably want me to protect your children like they're my own, right?
Yeah, that's so going into that. So my stepdad, I was helping paying the bills. He paid for our insurance. So I had four brothers that we was growing up together in one house. So he was making sure when he was playing sports, he taught us sports, taught us basketball. He put a lot of energy in us as men, and make sure none of us didn't, you know, do that stupid growing up. So, like I said, he's hitting on key points, because it's basically he's talking about my life. So see where he's going to go with this.
Hey, right? I get it. That's a fair ask. But let me ask you a question. Will you allow me to discipline your children like they're my own?
Yeah. So he did definitely do that. And I think, too, with my dad, they had a very mature, good relationship. They talked to one another. It was no issues, wasn't no beef. It was none of that. And my dad let him discipline us. My mom, as soon as he came into the house, she was just like, hey, this your dad? Called him dad. He's going to be taking care of you, blah, blah, blah. And my dad, you know, was respectful of that, because he knew he was in the house. He was the man in the house. So, you know, I mean, we had to look at him as the father figure in that house. And if we did dirty, we messed up whatever he was coming for. So we had to make sure we was on point. And I think my dad respecting that house kind of helped us have respect for him too as well, and our stepdad, because they was on the same page. So it wasn't no division, wasn't no confusion, and it helped us mature. So we took the good and the bad from both, and we learned not what to do, because we inquired, like, hey, what's some of the things that we should do, or what's some of the stuff we shouldn't do for both? And me and my brothers, we kind of got the wisdom from that, and that's why we're productive civilians today. You know, so it's important.
Yo, this is where the rubber meets the road. So, did you know that 60 to 70% of marriages involving children from a previous relationship fail? So, think about it like this, right? If we both had kids together, I don't really have to ask permission to discipline the kids how I see fit. Why? Because they're my children too. But if we come into this and it's a blended family situation and you have kids, now I have to get permission. And the thing is, you may not agree with my disciplinary style. And we wonder why a lot of men don't want to enter into relationships.
And that tends to happen a lot, I noticed. Like so a lot of times, especially like raising a male child, a lot of times the women don't kind of understand because they want to be so soft on them. And guys, we know like this world is a doggy dog world, so this world ain't gonna be soft for us. So we start at a young age trying to get our kids mentally tough, get them mentally ready, because we know when they get into the world, it ain't gonna matter. All that, oh, your feelings, all that being the soft and all that type of stuff, that crap doesn't matter. So we have to make sure that our kids are stable and ready to face the world. So we kind of put, especially the male child, we kind of put a little bit more energy into that. I only have number boys, so my wife always said if I did have a girl, I'd be softer on her, but I don't know. So I hopefully I wouldn't, but I kind of get why she would want me to be. I would say that, so.
With single mothers, because they know that they will not be able to treat that child in some areas like they are their own kids. And they'd rather not deal with the conflict and the confusion that comes with that. So, look, like, here's my question. Do you trust my judgment when it comes to not only loving your kid, not only caring for your kid, not only protecting your kid, not only providing for your kid? Do you trust my judgment when it comes to disciplining your child? And if you don't trust my judgment, I gotta ask, why are we even talking about marriage in the first place if I cannot discipline your child like they're my own?
And that's facts. And that's why we got to have that productive, real conversation. Because if we're not having these types of conversation, what are we doing? You got to kind of be real. Like, if you want to bring this man to the house and he can't discipline how he see fits, just don't do it. Just being honest with him, because he's the, everybody's gonna look. All the kids are say is gonna look at him as the weak one because they can't touch him, they can't do nothing. So now, when the kids get older and they get out of control, now you're gonna be like, "Hey, I want you to do something," but they're gonna be like, "Hey, it's too late now because when I was trying to do it, you didn't want me to do it at the beginning." So I would say, hey, for the women that do have kids and single parent, and you vetted the man properly, I ain't trying to talk about letting no creep into your house, but if you vet the man properly, just make sure you giving him that range of being able to discipline the kid. Because if not, you're gonna have a whole fool on your hand. Just being honest, so it's they're gonna be looking for male leadership in gangs or drugs or somewhere else that's not gonna be productive. And then now you're gonna be looking like, oh dang, what should I do? And now you want him to step in and be, the savior, I should say, or Captain America. You know what I mean? To what I mean, to fix all the things that you messed up. So I got another video. Let's get right into it.
All right, how was undermining detrimental? The moment that I would hear my ex-husband correcting my son and I felt like the punishment was too harsh, I would step in and say, "No, I don't think that's fair. That's too harsh." And then I would go on and do whatever punishment I wanted to do.
Yep, see? And oh man, so she probably, hopefully everything worked out, but yeah, she probably gonna be raising a fool right now. Oh man, this gonna be let's see.
That affected my husband because here I am asking you to lead and be the head of the household and be
Exactly.
responsible for a son that you did not biologically create, but I'm not allowing you to have say so. So you can pay for him and you can protect him, but you can't correct him. That's backwards. I taught my son that I had authority over my husband. If he's the
Facts.
head of the household, how do I have authority over what?
That's why I was saying earlier, you're gonna cause that confusion. So now they're gonna be like, who should I listen to? And then now they're gonna try to divide you guys. Well, but mom said this, or you know what I mean? I don't gotta listen to you, you're not my dad, blah, blah, blah. So it's gonna be a lot of confusion in your house. Now you trying to get this kid right, and now the parent ain't trying to let you do that. And now y'all just gonna have a whole bunch of confusion. And then once y'all have kids, now you're gonna be disciplining your kids a certain way, and you can't discipline that person a certain way, her kids, and then now it's gonna be confusion with that. And so now it's going to be a whole mess. They're going to think they was favoritism, and the older kid probably is going to end up in drug gangs or whatever. And then now the younger kids are going to follow him. So that's why you got to set the standard. Like, hey, this is what's going on in this house. He's the leader. This is what's going on. And then now after you get that down pat, now it's an even playing field. And now everybody has to have the same standard.
But he says that was wrong. It created a divide between my husband and I because my husband is trying to do what he thought was right for my son, and he needed male correction, not female correction, because there's a difference. Mm-hmm. So he would.
So I was talking about earlier. Yeah. Yep. Exactly. Facts.
Get frustrated and not want to deal with it anymore. That left it all on me. And then I would start feeling like, well, you're not supporting me when I'm the one who set the tone for that. So that's another reason. It also taught my son that men don't have authority in his life.
Yeah.
Because if the man is in my house that I live with every day can't tell me what to do and can't tell my mama what to do, then definitely this school teacher can't tell me what to do. This police officer can't tell me what to do. This principal can't tell me what to do. So when you start allowing your children to think that no man can correct you, they really think no man in the world can correct them. And that's not okay. And it showed disrespect to my husband, which means my son, which he didn't. My son could have eventually started thinking that it was okay to disrespect my husband as well. So that's how it's detrimental.
Fact. So I'm glad she broke that down. I think she said at the beginning that was her ex-husband. But let me see. Hopefully they still together. Let me see.
All right. How was undermining detrimental? The moment that I would hear my ex-husband correcting my son, and I...
Dang. So, see? Now, man. So now, you know, that was another family split up. So, yeah. So, ladies, please take this into consideration, especially you bring another man into the house. Just like the first video said, 67% of the marriages with kids split up. So now you're going to have to bring another man into your household. So just please vet the man. And if the man is doing this, respect them, because it's a hard task. Like, I seen my stepdad, and it kind of hurt me, honestly. You know, the kids that he had two kids coming in, and none of them had kids, right? And the kids that he raised, me and my brothers, I have four boys, and my brother under me has one. You know, he has a daughter. So, and that was the only grandkids he had. You know, so he treated them the exact same way. But I hate that, you know, his biological kids didn't have no kids before he passed. So, but just guys, like, respect the men that y'all are with. You know what I mean? Or the men, if you in this same situation, you know, respect the woman, because it's a big task. And appreciate them. Give them free reign. If you trust them enough to be with them, to bring them in your house, trust their judgment and the discipline and all the other stuff. And y'all have a better productive relationship, because if you can't confuse kids this way, and that's why a lot of these kids that's come from a two-parent household can still end up in the system. You know, so... All right, but thank you guys for watching the channel. Please like, subscribe, comment. Just tell us what some stuff y'all want to see, some insight on some stuff. Please send us some videos, and I'll try to react to them. But these were some great videos trying to just illustrate, you know, the role of the step-parent and how important that it is, and, you know, things that we should do. So hopefully that second video, the lady get back with her ex-husband. And they can work that out, but that's good that she's held herself accountable for that. So that's a good quality to have. So, but all right, y'all, peace.